This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Continuing Dava Shavua. Tonight's blot is Tesam and Beis. So Gemara brought a machlekes yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Yochanan says that what's pshat in the fact that if you don't bring the Karmel Chagig on the first day, you could bring it afterwards. It's Tashlum and Larishain. And therefore, someone who's a Chigir v'nispateach, he's going to be Pater. Rabbi Shia says, no, Tashlum and Zalazah. And therefore, if one is a Chigir v'nispashet, then you will be Chayev. So Gemara Kasha, let's visit the question again. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that when the chiyuv is not effective and you're pater, so you don't have to make it up? But we're going to prove that in a situation where the chiyuv is not effective, you do have to make it up later. But Amar Chizkiya, nitma b'yoyim mevi b'layla. We know that a nazir is now to become tameh. If he does become tameh, he has to go through a 7-day purification process, and on the 8th day, he has to bring karbanos. So nitma b'yoyim. If the nazir, after going through 7 days of purification, becomes tameh on the 8th day, so technically he was already chayev to bring his first karban. So we say you have to bring two karbanos now. One for becoming tummy the first time, and now for becoming tummy the second time. A belaila, but if he became tummy at night, before the first carbon was even incumbent upon him, then we say that you do not have to bring another carbon. Enoi mevi, you do not have to bring another carbon. That is the sheet of Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan says, af belaila nami mevi. Even if he became tummy at night, despite the fact that he wasn't chayv to bring the first carbon yet, but he really was chayiv, it's just he couldn't bring it. He's going to bring that carbon and a second carbon. So we see from Rabbi Yochanan that when you are responsible to bring a carbon, even though the chayiv is not chal on you yet, you have to make it up. Likewise, if you're a chiger on the first day of Yom Tif, even though you're pater, but when you become not a chiger, you should have to make it up by bringing another carbon. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya said no. Don't bring a raya from Tumas by Naziros. Shani Tuma Dieshla Tashlumen. Tuma is different. By Tuma, there is a way to make it up, even if you're not really chayev, because Dieshla Tashlumen Pesach Sheni. If someone is Tame Pesach Rishain, so why don't we say, you're Tame now, so you're Pater, there's no makeup. No, specifically by Tuma, we find that the Torah gives you a way to make up what you missed. So since in the world of Tuma, in the realm of Tuma, there's makeup, by Naziros there's also makeup, even if you were not technically chayiv to bring the carbon because you became Tame at night. So we find, by the laws of Tuma, there is makeup. So Maskefla Rapapa, Rapapa asks, Honi Chlamanda Amar Pesach. Sheni tashlumim derishain. This is all fine and good according to the Manda Amar that Pesach Sheni is makeup for the first Pesach, which is the simple way to understand it. This is good according to the Manda Amar in the Gemara in Pesachim Tzadi Gimel that Pesach Sheni is a makeup for Pesach Rishon. El Olamanda Amar Sheni rega b'fnei atzmahu, but according to the Manda Amar that Pesach Sheni is a Yom Tifai itself. What are you going to say? Says Rashi, Elamanda Amar Regal Bifnei Atzmai, Va'achshav Ein Lecha Litlois Tamay Shrab Yochanan, Bahayo V'yesh L'tuma Tashlumin L'sheni. Now don't say Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan by Naziros that if you became Tamay at night, you still bring another carbon, is because by Hilchos Tuma there's makeup, because B'chlal, it's not true, it's not the case. There is no Tuma by Pesach. There's no makeup by Tuma if you hold that Pesach Sheni is rega b'fnei atzmai. Okay. Elo Amar Rapapa, but rather Rapapa says, Kasava Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Einoi Mechusar Zman. You know what Rabbi Yochanan says? Rabbi Yochanan holds, nighttime is not lacking in time. You would have thought, we thought until now, in the night you're not chayiv in karbonos. So the chiyuv didn't even devolve upon you. And therefore we were asking, just like by Chagiga, Rabbi Yochanan holds You don't have to make it up. So, but we see from our question was, we see from Nazirus that you do make it up, even though technically there's no chiyuv carbon yet. So Gemara says, no, you're making a big mistake. The pshat by Nazirus is not the pshat that you're not chayiv yet. You are chayiv to bring a carbon. You're chayiv to bring a carbon at night. You just can't do it. You're chayiv to do it, but you can't because you can't bring carbonus at night. But the chiyuv devolves on you. The chiyuv is chal on you. Says Gemara, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Laila ina mechusar zman. The night is not lacking in time. Says Rashi, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, second line, ina chisar zman, b'mi shigia lailoi lihakriv carbonus. When the time comes for someone to bring a carbon, if it's the night time, it is not at all that he's mechusar zman. Hilkach mechuyiv hu b'carbon. You're chayiv to bring a carbon. Elo shah laila ma'akvay. But night stops you, malhavi. But a chiger b'yam rishon, there's no chiyiv ria. When does Rabbi Yochanan say that sheni is a tashlum in the rishon? That's because the first day, you're chayiv. And if you're a chiger, you're putter. So you're putter, you don't make it up. But how do we look at night? We don't look at night. There's no chiyiv carbon at night. There is a chiyiv carbon at night. You just can't bring it. The night stops you from bringing it. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan say this? That Laila Enoi Mechusar Zman? Did Rabbi Yochanan say this? Va Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Ra Achas Balaila Ushtayim Bayoim, Mevi Shtayim. Mevi. Shtayim belayla, the achas biyoim einoy mevi. It's your favorite subject, a zav. Okay? What does this mean? A zav, a person who experiences a emission similar to balkari, but it's of a different consistency. I think the Mishnah says one is like the white of an egg, one is like the yellow of an egg. It's an emission that a man emits. And if you have one emission, then you're a tamei like a balkari. All you need is harav shemesh, and then you go to the mikvah. Two emissions, you're a zava, and you're tamei for 7 days. Three emissions, I think you have to bring a carbon. Now, so let's talk about a zav, a full-fledged zav, and he has to count shiva nekiyim. Okay? Now, at the end of the shiva nekiyim, he was toivel. And came. And then he saw a Riyah at night. Now the question is that Riyah going to reactivate his Ziva in terms of bringing Karbanis? Because the next day he's going to bring a Karban. A Zav, after counting Shiva Nekiyim, he goes to the Mikvah, he waits for sunset, and then he's going to bring a Karban the day of the 8th. So let's say at night he sees one time. Zav shesafar shiva nekiyim kimishpatai. The taval v'harev shimshai. He was toivel and there was sunset. V'chazar v'ra achas v'laylo shtayim l'macha. And then he again went back and he saw one at night and two the next day. So the halacha is maybe he's going to bring two karbanos, one for his first three seeings from being a zav for the first time, and then he's going to bring again. Why does he have to bring again? Because listen carefully. After he sees one time the night of the 8th, at that point of time he's not a zav again, because one ria doesn't render you a zav again. The morning comes, he's chayv to bring the first karban. Then he sees again. So now he saw a second time after he was already chayiv for the first carbon, so he has to bring a second carbon. Meaning as long as the second riyah was after daybreak, the moment daybreak comes, he was already chayiv to bring the first carbon. Now the second riyah occurs, so now he has to bring a second carbon. However, shtayim b'layla, if he sees two at night, so now he's chayiv for the second series of ziva before the chiyuv carbon ever kicked in the morning. So then he only brings one carbon. Do you understand what I just said?
He's not chayiv another shiva nekiyim if he sees two.
He days. Is. but he would only bring one carbon at the end of it. Because it's just a continuous. Maybe means when
the next.
Correct.
Counting.
Yes. Okay. Right. So ra achas belayla, if he saw one at night, ushtayim b'yom and two during the day, maybe he has to bring another carbon, shtayim belayla, two at night, ma'achas b'yom and one during the day, einoy maybe. He doesn't bring.
But he still has to count shiv nekiyim?
Yes. Because he's a Zav. But the pshat is, he's still a Zav. Uh-huh. He's not again a Zav, he's still a Zav. Look at Rashi. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan ra'achas v'layla. Zav shesav v'shiv nekim k'mishpatay v'taval v'harav shimshay. V'chazar v'ra'achas v'layla shtayim l'machar. Mevi carbon al tuma shniya zu. Levad mina carbon sheyave al rishayna. Besides the carbon he brings for the first series, the yave shnei carbonos, he'll bring two carbonos. Like as he said, kishe yitayar when he's tar from the second set. Ho v'loy ra shniya. Since he didn't see the second riyah, at sheyotzel shah shehi ruya lahavi carbon until the time came that he's worried to bring a carbon. So he's going to bring a second carbon. So yesh loy tashlumin, he can make up for the first carbon. V'afal shniya yavi. He's going to bring a second carbon, even though he saw the first of the seeings was already within the time frame of the first. In other words, when he saw again, the first one was at night. So that was even before he was chayiv to bring the carbon for the first series. We don't say, we don't say it's one long tumah. Meaning the first ri'iyah, technically you could have said that, wait a second, it's one long tumah. When you see at night, that seeing at night is a continuation of your previous tumah. We don't say that. We say one, the fact you saw at night, seeing one time anyway doesn't render you a zav. So now the morning comes, you have to bring the carbon from the first series. And now you see a second time, so it renders you a zav again after you're ready chayiv to bring the first carbon. So we don't say it's chodot tumahu. And why? Upirish Rav Yosef es hatam. Rav Yosef in Masech Krisus explains, Lefi shehari'iyah rishayna shel zav, einoy ela kikari ba'alma. The way we view that first ri'iyah, the night of the eighth, is that's not zav. If that was zav ri'iyah, if we can view that as zav, then we're going to say it's really one long seeing. But we view it as what? As just tumas kari. And then, when you see the next day, v'chichazi inach lamachar, when you see the second time on the eighth day, mitzarefes b'hadayu, Rashi says, it joins up, and it makes it that now you see ziva after you're chayiv a carbon. So you have to bring another carbon. Hachanami here too, afal pishoyso ria rishayna b'toich carbon rishayn. Here too, even though the first seeing was within the time span of the first obligation of a carbon, ki hadar chazi inach lamacha, when you see the others the next day, mitstarfen ba'adayo, they join up. Now, this is the shita of the Tanakhama. Now, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Yeah? V'yisakadaitach kasav Rabbi Yochanan laila ino mechusar zman. And if you're going to say the Rabbi Yochanan holds, the night is not missing time. Meaning the night is a time that you're chayiv to bring karbonos. You just can't. Then afilu shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yoyim, maybe. Then even if you saw two at night, you should have to bring another karbon. You know why? Because as soon as the night of the eighth comes, you are really chayiv to bring the carbon for the first series. And now if I see another two, it's a new chayiv. What do you mean? But I wasn't chayiv to bring the carbon for the first series yet because it's night. No, but Rabbi Yochanan holds, laila lav zman mechusar carbon. Meaning we're asking, how could you say Rabbi Yochanan holds the night time you're chayiv to bring carbon? It's just you're not able to, if that's the case. If you're not chayiv to, if you're not, right? If you're really chayiv, but you're not able to, then even if you see two at night. For that matter, the Gemara could ask, even if you see three at night, you should still have to bring two sets of karbanos. Because the moment the night came, you were chayiv to bring what? The carbon from the first series. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'isal kadaitach, laila ein mechusar zman. If you're going to say the night is not lacking in time, afilu ra shloshtan belayla zeh, even if you saw three at night, kvar yatsim zman rishon, you already came out of the first zman. As soon as the night comes, then the first series already was obligated with a carbon. Ushtei zivois hein, and it's two different series of zivois. It must be, he holds, Laila is mechusar zman. Therefore, the only time you're going to be chayiv in the carbon is if you see two during the day, one at night. Hilchach imra shtayim b'layla. If you see, the only time you're going to be chayiv to bring another carbon is if what? You saw two during the day, one at night. Because if you saw two at night, it's for sure one long ziva. Hilchach imra shtayim b'layla havi leziva arichta. Says the Gemara. Right, so it's a stira. We wanted to say that, well, let's see, right? Rabbi Yochanan held it's Tashlum and Derishayin. And therefore, if someone is a Chigar, he doesn't make it up on the second day. We had a Kasha. Why by Naziros does Rabbi Yochanan say that? That if you became Tamei, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that if you became Tamei, if a Nazir became Tamei at night, you have to bring, what? You have to bring another carbon, but you are Pater. So we wanted to say, what? Tumah is different because of Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Sheni is not conclusive. Even though Tosfos says, by the way, that what? Because it's regular for the answer. Even though Tosfos says, by the way, maybe Rabbi Yochanan could hold like the other man to Amar. El man to Amar, Sheni, regular for the Michael Lemeimar. So say, I hold it's Tashlumen. No. Tosfos says, Sheni Tashlumen Derishan is Rav Nosson. Sheni Regal of Ne'atzah is Rebbe. So since we paskin like Rebbe, he cannot say, I hold like Rav Nosson. So we wanted to say that we can't make a chilek in Tumah, but the chilek is when it comes to Naziros, the pshat is there's a chi of carbon in the night, you just can't bring it. So yes, if that's the case, if there's a chi of carbon in the night, you just can't bring it, then even if you see two riyos of ziva at night, you should have to bring another carbon. So the Gemara says, no, really Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila. Einoy mechusar zman. And since Laila, Einoy mechusar zman, a nazir could bring the carbon at night. If Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila, Einoy mechusar zman, then why by a ziva does he say he doesn't bring a carbon? That's because ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan l'divrei amar laila mechusar zman. Rabbi Yochanan, when he was talking about ziva, he was lafi the man de amar that the night is mechusar zman. So since the night is mechusar zman, if he sees twice at night, then it's one long carbon. But why is it? It's one long ziva. Why is it one long ziva? Because there is no chiv carbon in the night. Because Rabbi Yochanan is going lefi the shita that laila is mechusar zman. Says Gemara ledivrei ha'omer. Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the man that omer laila is mechusar zman. Pshita. Then it's obvious that if laila is mechusar zman, that if you see two at night, you're not going to bring a carbon. And if you see one at night, then you are going to bring a carbon. Isn't it obvious if you see one at night, you'll bring a carbon? And if you see two at night, you won't bring a carbon. Says Gemara Pshita. Says Gemara, no. Shtayim b'yoyim v'achas b'layla etzrichalei. It's a chiddush that if you see one during the night and two during the day, you bring a carbon. Why is that a chiddush? Sal kedai techamina. I would have thought ka'as kafta de Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi, like the kasha Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi. In Mesach de Krisos, Rashi says that Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi asks on Rav Yosef. He says, I don't understand. Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi says that if you see one Riyah at night, and two during the day, you shouldn't bring another carbon. Because that one re'iyah should render you, should say this is one continuous ziva. Look at Rashi. Mahu detema ka'askavta de Rav Shisha, de iskif b'krisos, that he asks on krisos, al atam shenosan Rav Yosef, on the reasoning that Rav Yosef gives, al hadavar k'moshe pirashti lamala, he asks, teida deha re'iya rishoina shal kol hazavim kari ba'amahu, the first ria of every zav is only carry. V'chi hadar chazi tarti mitzarfinan v'hadayu hachenami loishna. Right, Rabbi Yosef says the first ria is about carry, and therefore it does not continue the original flow of the original series of the zava. And Rav Shisha asks on that umaskef lo Rav Shisha mi dami. Is it similar? Hasam kulu bezman chiyuva chazenu. Rav Shisha's kasha is that when you see that first night, that first ria, it's still part of the original status of being a zava. And therefore, you should not have to bring a second carbon. Kamash malon, kid Rav Yosef, the chiddush is like Rav Yosef, that once you, when you see that first time, it's only has the status of a balkari, and therefore it does not continue the status of being a zava. And then when you see a second time, that is a new chiyuv after the original chiyuv carbon already came. Okay. We're going to try to get to the, we're not going to get to the bottom page, we'll get to the two dots. Okay? So the Mishnah says, Avar HaRegel, if the Yom Tov passed, V'loi Chag, and you didn't bring the Karma Chag, you don't have to make it up. But, V'al Zeh Ne'emar, about this, it says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, it's an error that cannot be fixed, V'chisaron lo yuchal himanois, and it's a lacking that cannot be counted. Amar le bar hehe le Hillel, bar hehe said to Hillel, yeah, Amar le bar hehe, right? Now, what kind of name is Bar Hehe? So Taisa says Yesh Mefarshim Shegerhaya, Ben Abraham, the Sarah, that the He was added to their name Bar Hehe, right? The son of Gerim. Or we have in Pirkei Avos Bagbag Ben Bagbag Ben Bagbag Ben, right? So that's also Beis and Gimel is Gematria He, right? So you should, when you talk to someone, don't say Hey. No, okay. Amar le bar heilel, hay lehimanois lehimalois mi bailei. If you're going to say this is mu'uva sheni yachaluskan v'chzorn lo yuchal lehimanois, something that can't be counted, it shouldn't say something that can't be counted, it should say something that cannot be fulfilled. Ella, rather, what does it mean lo yuchal lehimanois? Ella ze sheminuhu chaverov ledvar mitzvah. That is, if somebody who their friends are counting them in for a dvar mitzvah, v'hu lo'inimna imahem, and he is not being counted with them. Let's see Rashi. Sheminu chaver l'dvar mitzvah, she'amru lo'i, they say to him, bo'i imanu, come with us. Let's say a bunch of guys are getting involved in a program. V'lo'i holach, and he doesn't go. Nimtza she'chasar atzai me'oise minyan. He's missing from that count. Lo yuchal limanois oid ba'oise minyan. He cannot be counted again in that counting. She'kvar osu es ha'mitzvah. He already did the mitzvah. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned in a brice like this as well. Mu'uva slo yuchal liskain. What is a mistake that cannot be corrected? Zeh shabito krishma shel shachris, oi krishma shel aris. Someone missed the zman krishma in the morning or in the evening. Oi shabito tefillah shel shachris. Somebody who's mavatel the morning prayers. Oi tefillah shel arvis or the evening prayers. V'chisarin la'yuchal imanois, and a chesed that cannot be counted, zeh shenimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah lo'inimna imayim. That's if their friends are counted for a dvar mitzvah, and he's not counted with them. Amar le'bar hehe le'hillel. Bar hehe said to Hillel, ma'idichsiv, what does the pasuk mean in Malachi? V'shaftem or isem, you'll return and you'll see. Bein sadik l'rasha, bein oyved elekim l'ashar lo'yavodai. Return and see between a righteous man and a wicked man, between someone who serves God and someone who doesn't serve God. So the Gemara asks, the pasuk is repetitive. Hainu tzadik, hainu oved elokim. Hainu rasha, hainu asher lo yavadai. Tzadik is the same as someone who serves God. The rasha is the same as someone who doesn't serve God. Amar lei, so he said to him, avadai v'lo yavadai tavar tzadik yigmer nino. The categories of avadai and lo yavadai are both tzadikim, but there are different kinds of tzaddikim. But it's not similar. Someone who chazers is learning 100 times to someone who chazers is learning 101 times. Meaning that extra one time makes all the difference in the world. What?
Daf Yomi versus Daf Hashavua. Because you chazer more.
In Daf Hashavua? Yeah. So if you want to know, I have over here on the bottom of my Gemara 17 Ramazim to the significance of 101.
So the 100 is specific. It's not like 50.
Right. It's not. It's there's something specific. The basic thing is the Malach that's Muna on memory is what? Michael. Mem Yud is 50. Chaf, 70. Aleph, 1, Lamed 30, 101. But the Malach who's Mamuna on forgetfulness is the Samach Mem, 100. So there's a big difference between 101 and 100. 101 is the Malach that helps you remember. 100, you're stuck in the Samach Mem. Or I'll tell you a few. The Tosfos Rid says, the Hachachma Me'ayin Timotze, Me'ayin is Gematria 101. The Baal Turim says, Hine Malachi Yelech Lefanecha, Malachi is Gematria 101. Yishakini Meneshikois Pihu, Pihu, Gematria 101. Comes the Marshal, Marshal says, Oyveda Lakim La Asher, Rashe Tevois Ayan Aleph Lamed, the Gematria 101. Loyavodoi is 100. You hear? This is Marshal. Oyveda Lakim La Asher, Rashe Tevois 101. Loyavodoi, Rashe Tevois 100. Also, the Kli, I'll just say this, the Kli Yakar says, the difference between Zecher, which is 227, and Shachach, which is 328, is 101. The difference between remembering and forgetting is 101. Okay. So, Ve'ero Dar Mishon Pekel Me'apon, Mishon Pekel Me'ave'echad. Amar Lei. So Barheya said, "Mishum Chad Zimna Kari Le'Avada," because he didn't serve, you didn't learn it one extra time. You're called not someone who didn't serve God. Amar Le, yeah, one makes a difference. In Tzei Ulamad Mishuk Shachamar in the marketplace of the donkey drivers. Asar Parsi Bezuza. If he's going to drive 10 parsa, it costs 1 zud. Guzuz Chad Asar Parsi 11 parsa betray zuzay. It's going to cost 2 zuz. Meaning once you go over the line, once you make threshold. That small difference, right? It's a new threshold. By the way, I have over here, the Rav Yoh says beautifully, what does Ben-Hehe say in Pirkei Avos? Lefum Tzara Agra. That's Ben-Hehe L'shitase, that every additional shvitz, every additional time that you put into the learning, makes all the difference in the world. So Ben-Hehe is the one who says, Lefum Tzara Agra. Fine. Amar Le Elio Bar-Hehe, Elio says to Bar-Hehe, Va'amar Le Rebbe Lazar. And some say, said to Rebbe Lazar, Ma'idich said, what does the pasuk mean? Hine tzraf ticha, I will refine you, v'loy bekesef, but not with fire, the way silver is refined. Bechar ticha bekur oini, and I will choose you in the crucible of poverty. Malamed shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-kol midois toivois litein liyisrael. We learn from here that Hashem searched and went around and around and investigated all the good qualities to give to Jewish people, v'loy matza ela anios. And the best quality he was able to find to bestow upon the Jewish people is the quality of poverty. Poverty is a gift. Why is poverty a gift? Because it helps you focus on what this world is all about. Money is a distraction. What do you mean money is a distraction? I could give tzedakah, I could do X, Y, Z, I could do all good things. It's a gift not to have money. Amar Shmuel v'itema Rabbi Yosef, haynu da'amri yinshi. This is what people say. Yoa aniyusa lihudai. Poverty is good for Jews. Ki barza sumka lasusya chivara. Like a red strap is good for a white horse. One shot is, on a white horse, a red strap, you see a white horse, it looks white. But when there's a red strap across it, the whiteness is much more pronounced. So a red strap makes is very good for a white horse. Poverty is very good for a Jew. It brings out the best in a Yid. Poverty brings out the best in a Yid. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.